Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The next level. Visit iRingGolfCC.com and sign up today. iRing Golf and Country Club, located off Hacks Cross near Shelby Drive.
Are you a metalhead, reggae lover, EDM addict? Whatever your musical tastes, the Radio.com app now makes it even easier for you to find more of the music you love. Use the new Explore feature to discover new stations that match your interests. We're talking hundreds of pop, classic rock, hip-hop, jazz, alternative stations, and more. Radio.com has something for everyone. News junkies and sports fanatics, find your local stations and podcasts covering your local community and your favorite teams. Download the Radio.com app on the App Store or Google Play.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open again and treating patients right now. And yes, they're taking precautions and following the guidelines recommended by the American Dental Association, the CDC, and the Tennessee Board of Dentistry. They have proper PPE for the team members. They are pre-screening patients the day before their appointments by phone and again in their cars before each appointment. They'll have somebody check your temperature before you enter the clinical area. Sanitizers are all over the place. They have a cleaning crew every afternoon to clean, spray, and wipe the entire office, and they are limiting the number of people in waiting rooms and clinical areas. So if you need to make an appointment, you can. So you should. The number is 901-309-1333. That's 309-1333. The Smile Center. It's open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and you can check them on the web at smilecentermemphis.com.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
This pandemic has been rough, but the hardest part has been no Grizz until now. Welcome back, Grizzlies. The games are back.
Live from Orlando, it's the Memphis Grizzlies and the Portland Trail Blazers on Friday, July 31st at 3 p.m. on 92.9.
We missed you, Grizzlies. All the names, games, analysis, and everything here in one place from inside the bubble. All together now, God bless. The Grizzlies are back. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You know, Josh Hightower tracks and sells so many homes, he consistently knows about great houses before they even hit the market. So if you want immediate access to the best homes in and around Memphis, getting on Josh's list is free and puts you at the front of the line in purchasing your dream home. Go to joshsellsthemidsouth.com and don't forget, he's got that 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective. He's someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But first step is, Josh, just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold that agreed upon price within 45 days, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you. And understand, it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Hightower. 561-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee, Brad Carson, producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day as best you can.
Well, Daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you had a nice holiday weekend. I know I did, but it was not a good weekend for the proposition of team sports happening anytime soon in the United States of America. COVID-19 cases continue to spike. NBA franchises shutting down facilities. Ivy League on the verge of announcing it can't play football in the fall. Major League Baseball testing is inadequate, to say the least. I'll walk you through every bit of it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:25, George Sedano covers the NBA for ESPN. He's going to join me in the next segment. I'll talk the association with him, including, of course, the possible showdown between the Pelicans and the Grizzlies in a play-in tournament for the right to play our king and savior, LeBron James, and his Lakers at Disney World. George Sedano going to be here in the next segment. Finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 4:44, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them five-star prospect Musa Cisse seems on the verge of publicly announcing a commitment to a university, and most recruiting experts seem to think Memphis is now the favorite. So that's good news for Penny Hardaway and the Tigers. I'll get into that around 4:44. Bryson DeChambeau won the Rocket Mortgage Classic yesterday in Detroit, so there's at least one person who is benefiting from putting on weight during the pandemic. We should all be so lucky. I'll tell you about him a little later on this hour. Denny Hamlin crashed with seven laps to go yesterday, allowing Kevin Harvick to win the Brickyard 400. Rough stuff for the FedEx car. I'll get into that just before 5 o'clock. And Patrick Mahomes is a wealthy man. New 12-year contract with the Chiefs today. I'll give the details, much as we know about him, during four notable stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Cock is just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with our country's attempt to play team sports in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. Put simply, it doesn't seem to be going well. Put simply, the latest news is discouraging and undeniably tied to a less than ideal response to this virus's existence in this country. First, the biggest news, and that's that the Ivy League is reportedly, quote, 98% set to move football to the spring. An official announcement won't come until Wednesday, but that's where we're headed. And the reason this is important, as I've mentioned before, is because if you remember, the Ivy League was the first conference to cancel its conference basketball tournament back on March 10th. That happened on a Tuesday morning. Everybody questioned them. Everybody mocked them. By Wednesday night, the NBA season was suspended. By Thursday afternoon, the NCAA tournament was canceled. So the Ivy League knew before all other American sports leagues what needed to be done in that moment. And then literally everybody else followed suit. So it's possible, if not likely, the same thing's going to happen this time around. Meantime, Harvard has announced that all of its classes are going to be delivered online for the 2020-21 academic year. I bring that up because it's obviously an Ivy League institution. They're only bringing 40% of their students back to campus, and those students will be tested every 3 days. So that's the way Harvard is handling things in the fall. Now we get to see how other universities, including the University of Memphis, decide to move forward. But again, the fact that the Ivy League and Ivy League institutions are already taking these steps suggests that the university presidents who have expressed optimism about bringing everybody back to campus, you know, in the fall, like, you know, I understand optimism, but it might not jive with reality. As always, we'll see. Now to professional sports It was a rough weekend for them, too. On Saturday, the state of Wisconsin set a record for new COVID-19 cases. And then on Sunday, the Milwaukee Bucks, that's a professional basketball franchise based in Wisconsin, they closed their practice facility. The Sacramento Kings did the same thing this weekend. The Nuggets, the Heat, the Clippers, the Nets, they have all also closed their practice facilities. Their hope, I guess, is that they can just shut it down for now, take the players who tested positive, staff members tested positive, quarantine them, isolate them. Let's get to the bubble, and then everything will be better, perhaps even great. But as MLS has already shown us, the bubble is helpful, sure. Just like wearing a mask is helpful, sure. But it doesn't eliminate anything. It doesn't take it down to 0%. MLS has already had to deal with positive tests inside the bubble, so there's a reason to suspect the NBA will have to do the same thing. Why? More teams, more people. And it's not so much that LeBron James is going to bring the virus into Disney World and then pass it to Anthony Davis. In fact, I feel safe telling you that's not the way this is going to go at all. But when you have hundreds, if not more than 1,000 Disney World employees coming to that bubble every day, then going home every night, and when they go home, they go to a home that is in the state of Florida. In most cases, they're going to live with people who also live in the state of Florida, who rather than get up and go to Disney World every day, get up and go to Kroger every day or their office every day or wherever you go every day. And the virus is very much going to be in those places, all of those places, because if you look at the numbers of new cases in Florida, they have skyrocketed as well. So, again, doesn't mean that the NBA can't pull this thing off. In fact, I think the NBA will pull this thing off. At least I'm hopeful that the NBA will. But the numbers surging in states all over this country, including Florida, just make it a more difficult proposition than I think any of us would have hoped it would be. Meantime, Major League Baseball, just an absolute mess. B, Carson, you've seen all these wild testing stories about Major League Baseball today? It's insane. Opening day is 2.5 weeks away, all right? And they are having to shut down practices, Major League Baseball franchises all over the country, and not just because they've had positive tests with players, although the Braves had four, most notably Freddie Freeman, over the weekend, who, by the way, most of the stories we hear about young people are, got the virus, tested positive, didn't even know he had it, didn't even know she had it. Like, asymptomatic, feels fine. And that's awesome. That's the way we would prefer it. We don't want anybody to hurt, to get real sick, to have to be hospitalized. But the idea that that's true across the board, just it's never been true across the board. Freddie Freeman's wife jumped on social media. She said her husband's wrecked, has been an absolute wreck, like really knocked to the ground by this virus. And that goes hand in hand with other stories we hear. They're less common than, hey, I had it for a day, feel better already. If you're young and healthy, that seems to be the most likely outcome for you. But it's not the certain outcome for you. But either way, the point remains the same. These practices aren't having to be canceled in Major League Baseball because of positive tests. It's because they can't get the results from the test back. What? The Nationals canceled their workout this morning. And when their general manager was asked to explain his rationale, he said, here's the problem. We were tested on Friday. Results of the test aren't back yet. Now, if you go back and read the 109-page document that Major League Baseball put together, how we're going to pull this off, forget all of the fighting over the money. Just, okay, once we get the money stuff figured out and the number of games stuff figured out and the how we're going to play each other figured out and whether we're going to have a DH or not in the postseason format, here's how we're going to do it to be as healthy as possible. Like, the most obvious thing they said was, we are going to test repeatedly, and when we test, those results will be back in 24 hours. Now, they said when we have a positive test and we have to test the people who were in contact with the person who tested positive, those tests are going to be immediate tests. The thing is, they're a little more expensive, so unless we need those, we won't use those. But here's what Major League Baseball told us. We have the ability to get immediate results within minutes from a COVID-19 test. And the worst case scenario will be we will have results back in 24 hours. That means you test on Friday, we got the result back on Saturday. If we need to put you to the side, we can. We're going to test on Sunday, we'll get the results back Monday. If we need to put you to the side, we can. Well, the Nationals, they tested on Friday. As of Monday morning, still had not got the results back. So the Nationals GM's like, listen, we don't know who's sick and who isn't. So how are we going to put all our players on a field if we got three players? Okay, those tests were taken Friday. Let's say that we had, forget three, let's just make it exactly what the Braves were, four. What if the Braves had four players test positive? What if we had the same, no more, no less, just the same number as the Braves? But we don't know it yet. So they're in the clubhouse with their teammates. They're on the field with their teammates. They're throwing a ball to their teammates. We can't risk it. And the general manager said, this has got to be better. We cannot run our players out there. Test on Friday. Let's put them out there on Saturday. Still don't know who's positive. Let's put them out there on Sunday. Still don't know who's positive. By the time it got to Monday, they're like, enough is enough. We're not putting our players back out there. And it would be one thing if this were a isolated story. It's not. Oakland Athletics players tested early Friday. No results back as of this morning. Mets players tested Saturday as of this morning. No results back. The Astros were not even tested on Saturday or Sunday. The Angels were scheduled to be tested yesterday. The tester didn't even show up. It's like if you got a pizza that's supposed to be delivered and the Domino's guy just never shows up. You're like, yo, what happened? And it's possible that this is tied to it was a national holiday weekend, but that is an explanation more than excuse. You can't have these right now if you are trying to get this thing up and running. Again, opening day is 2.5 weeks away. Everybody from the jump, whether it's Adam Silver, Rob Manfred, or anybody else trying to run a professional sports league with teams in it, has said from the very beginning, the key to being able to do this without a vaccine is testing, 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 and quick results. We need to test. We need to know who's sick. Whoever's sick, we have to isolate them immediately, because every minute that we don't know they're sick is a minute they could be sick without us knowing, and they're bouncing around, spreading it to other people. When you state that from the jump, and then we're barely a week into this thing, and already the testing protocols aren't being met, and it's not the Angels' fault or the A's' fault or the Astros' fault or the Nationals' fault or the Mets' fault. It is Major League Baseball's fault. That's a bad, bad, bad development. And so Major League Baseball did release a statement earlier today saying they will be better and they know they have to be. And I hope that that is genuine and sincere, because we can all agree on that. They have to be better. Otherwise, this will not work. And there's big questions about whether it's going to work outside of a bubble anyway. Keep in mind, we don't have players traveling yet, and there's already outbreaks on basically every team. Nobody's gotten on a plane. Right. Nobody's had to check into a hotel. Nobody's had to go back and forth to a stadium in a different city. This has already become an issue, and we haven't even started traveling and playing actual baseball yet. Same thing in the NBA. Like, you got players testing positive, and they haven't even been on a court together to play 5-on-5 yet. Nobody's sweating on each other, breathing on each other, grabbing each other, touching each other, and yet we're still getting these positive outbreaks here and there. And I know, some of you are thinking that this is just more negative coronavirus news. And I guess it is negative, as, you know, opposed to positive. But I don't think of this stuff as positive or negative anymore. I just think of it as unfortunately factual. Like, I would love to tell you that everything is going well, both inside of sports and outside of sports. But it's not going well. 32 states are spiking. We only got 50. So that's more than half. Things aren't going well. I could tell you it is. It would be a lie. And since I'm not the White House press secretary, I'm not going to tell you it is. And sometimes when you talk like this, because I'll get the tweet. I've gotten it several times over the past few months. Oh, it sounds like you're rooting against sports. What? Why would I root against sports? I have a nice life. I'm really fortunate to have the life that I have. And the only real threat to that life at this point is no sports, because my entire career is tied to sports. I can't do anything else.
No. Well, you can do other things.
I'm not sure, Brad.
You have other talents.
I don't know that I do.
I think you do.
I'm not sure.
Surely.
Like, I can't go get a job at the tire shop.
I'm not talking about, you know, landscaping. There's got to be something.
Right? I don't know, man. I appreciate your confidence. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't want to say nobody wants sports more than I, because I don't want to enhance my position in any of this. No. But, like, I really want sports because I really need sports.
Oh, I know you do.
It's not just that I enjoy watching them when I get off work. Like, I need them.
Yeah.
I need them to have the life that I have. You know, a good portion, as I've talked about before, of the money I make comes from me being in a television studio in New York City, talking about basketball during halftime of games. Like, when you're Scott Van Pelt, you can just host SportsCenter every night. And if they got sports, great. And if they don't, you're still hosting SportsCenter every night. They need somebody to do that.
Right.
You don't need somebody to talk during halftime of games on television if there aren't games on television. I want sports desperately. So when somebody says, I'm rooting against sports, I roll my eyes, but I also get immensely frustrated on the verge of, like, actual anger, because I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not. But I do put my mask on when I go to the grocery store. I do drive around with sanitizer in my car. When me and my middle dude go to hit golf balls this weekend, we both roll up into the facility with our mask on. I would argue the people who are actually rooting against sports are the people who are telling me I'm doing it, because it's that person who probably has been hesitant to put a mask on.
Yeah.
It's that person who has probably not been hesitant to have a pool party or go to one. If you are that guy or that girl, you're the one doing more damage to the possibility of having sports than I am. Me quoting doctors and citing statistics has no impact whatsoever on whether we're going to play college football this fall or not, on whether the NBA is going to work or not, on whether Major League Baseball is going to get going or not, on whether college basketball is going to happen or not. There is actually no way to effectively, quote, root against sports. It's a stupid thing to say. But you can do something to make it less likely that sports happen, and it ain't talk about it into a microphone. You know what it is? Not wear your mask. Not wash your hands. Not put on sanitizer. Not practice social distancing. Those are the things that are working against sports. Those are the things that are making sports less likely. Those are the things that are causing the spikes in numbers to happen and more than half of the states that we have. And I know that some people will look at these numbers and say, yeah, but tell me about deaths, because the death rate is down and death numbers are down. And I will say to that, awesome news. I'm not for people dying. I want everybody to live. But explaining why death numbers are down, even though cases are up, is actually a very easy thing to do. A, the deaths lag behind the numbers. People don't test positive on Saturday and die Saturday night. They test positive on Saturday, they die next week, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. Beyond that, the majority of people who are testing positive now are younger people. Why? Because they're going to pools, going to bars, going to clubs, being reckless. And as we've known for a while, young people are almost certainly going to survive this. And so death numbers are down relative to new cases. Again, that's awesome. But the people who cite that, particularly as it relates to a sports conversation, are missing the point entirely. Because it is great that Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves is going to survive the coronavirus. But he can't play with it. there are some folks who have set this up as a pass-fail situation. Like, you either die from it or you survive it. And if you survive it, then you don't matter. Great story. No, if you survive it, that is a great story relative to not surviving it. But we don't know the long-term impact that virus has on you, even if you survive it. Don't take my word for it. Rudy Gobert tested positive back on March 11th. Last week said he still doesn't feel 100%. There's somebody I know on Facebook said he tested positive several weeks ago. Still doesn't feel well. We don't know what this does to your respiratory system long term. We just don't know. I'm not telling you I know. I'm telling you we don't know. So the simple fact that deaths are down, better than deaths being up. We can all agree on that. But just because Ja Morant won't die, almost certainly, if he gets the coronavirus, doesn't mean if you survive it, everything's fine. If Ja Morant tests positive once he's at Disney World, he's not playing anymore for a while. Same thing with any player down there. And that's why it makes sports so difficult to pull off when cases are spiking, even if deaths are down. The NBA is not going to allow infected players to play because none of these guys are probably going to die. If you were infected, they're going to sit you aside. And if you get too many infected, how do you do it? The basketball tournament this weekend had to pull an actual team out of its tournament. And because it's the basketball tournament, people don't really care. But if six Clippers test positive, you can't just take the Clippers out of the NBA. So this is all problematic stuff. And it's why you can continue to be hopeful. I am. Right now I'm sitting here, fingers crossed, both hands. But the numbers going the wrong way put all of this stuff at risk. And if you don't believe me, wait and see what that Ivy League announcement is later on this week. And if you don't believe me, well, let's see if we can get to opening day in Major League Baseball and actually have games happening as they're scheduled to happen. Because right now, at the very least, there's some numbers that suggest it's not as certain as we had hoped it would be by with the time we got to this point in the calendar. Talk more about it with Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. George Sedano covers the NBA for ESPN. He's up next.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open again and treating patients right now. And yes, they're taking precautions and following the guidelines recommended by the American Dental Association, the CDC, and the Tennessee Board of Dentistry. They have proper PPE for the team members. They are pre-screening patients the day before their appointments by phone. And again, in their cars before each appointment, they'll have somebody check your temperature before you enter the clinical area. Sanitizers are all over the place. They have a cleaning crew every afternoon to clean, spray, and wipe the entire office, and they are limiting the number of people in waiting rooms and clinical areas. So if you need to make an appointment, you can. So you should. The number is 901-309-1333. That's 309-1333. The Smile Center. It's open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can check them on the web at SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Are you a metalhead?
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It all starts with just one thing. Try some eco-friendly summer activities this year, like going for a walk or hike in local parks or hills, go bird watching, or even camping out in your own backyard. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Five-star prospect Musa Cisse appears on the verge of actually making a commitment to a college basketball program, and most recruiting analysts now seem to think going to be the University of Memphis. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he covers the NBA for ESPN, does radio out in L.A. It's George Sedano. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
George, it's Gary. How you holding up, brother?
Gary, I'm great, man. It's great to hear your voice. I hope you and yours are healthy and safe, and thanks for having me on again.
It's always my pleasure. I appreciate you being here. So far, we are healthy and safe. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Let's start with sort of where we're at 4:29 Central on July 6, 2020, with the NBA season set to resume later on this month. Obviously, cases are spiking all over our country, especially in Florida. Multiple franchises have had to shut down their facilities, or at the very least, decided to do so. Where are you at on a scale of 1 to 10 as it relates to whether this NBA season is going to be able to actually be resumed and completed in this calendar year?
So I'm at a 10 that it's going to resume.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at about a 9 because I want to give some room here for something to potentially happen, right? Like, you can't be, even the commissioner has said
right,
nothing is foolproof, right? So if Adam says nothing is foolproof, I can't go 10 on the finishing of it, but 10 on the start, 9 on the finish, and here's why. I think that they have time on their side, particularly with the resumption, okay? All these teams are going to report between July 7th, beginning tomorrow, and July 9th, and that gives them about 3 weeks before games start. So I think because of that, they did the right thing in giving themselves a little pad, for lack of a better term. And that way, if guys test positive, like we've seen now, and if guys test positive once they arrive in Orlando, they've given themselves that room, that wiggle room, to allow guys to be healthy in time for games. And worst case scenario, if guys maybe have some complications, maybe nothing too serious, they still have another 2 weeks or so beyond that with the regular season to be ready for postseason play. So they've given themselves enough space and room for error to get it going. Now, as far as finishing, listen, man, like I said earlier, nothing's foolproof. Even the commissioner has said as much. I know that they've really ramped up the thought of testing when it comes to the Disney employees. But here's the thing, and I don't think people realize how difficult this is. There's so many moving pieces here, Gary. First of all, clearly Adam Silver had to negotiate with the owners. Then he had to negotiate with the players and the Players Association, and then the venue, right? So all those things were happening, you know, relatively around the same time. But then the venue, Disney in this particular case, has to deal with their employees, its employees, and their union, right? And try to make sure that everyone else is on the same page as far as what protocols the folks at Disney World will have to be under. And to my knowledge, and I know this is a long answer here, but I want to get as much information to you as possible.
No, please
to my
do.
Knowledge, the way it's going to work for the Disney employees, regular temperature checks daily, like multiple on a given day, and there will be some testing involved, not daily, but multiple times a week, to my knowledge, okay? I don't know if that's changed in the last couple of days, but to my knowledge, that was what I was told. And then beyond that, for example, housekeeping will be dealt with this way. Rooms will only be changed once a week. Each housekeeping crew will be assigned to one specific floor, and that's it. They will only be allowed to be in those rooms when that particular person is scheduled to not be in there. And furthermore, the housekeeping crews will all be wearing PPE. So this. So with all those things in place, Gary, man, they've given themselves one heck of a chance to try to make this succeed. And when you got the sign off from the CDC and Dr. Fauci directly, they have to feel at least pretty good about their chances of getting this thing done.
Do you suspect we'll find out? Because I'm with you. I do think the NBA is going to make this work one way or another because the bubble will help, and there seems to be a lot of thought put into every little detail, most notably or infamously, the no playing doubles in ping pong while you're at the resort. I mean, they thought through everything. Are we going to find out that and maybe you just can't do it with Major League Baseball and you can't do it with the NFL. I'm not sure. But are we going to find out trying to do this in a bubble gives you a fighting chance? Trying to do it outside of a bubble, whether it's baseball or the NFL, certainly college athletics, it just becomes a really difficult thing to try to tackle.
Yeah, no question about it, Gary. Like, I think that it just seems obvious, right? Like, you and I are not doctors by any stretch of the imagination, okay? We're a bunch of sports guys, right, who have been covering sports for a couple of decades.
Sure.
But, you know, just common sense says to you that that makes sense. So when you have people like Dr. Fauci and the CDC and all these health experts, including ones that aren't directly tied to the government, right, individual health officials that believe that this is the way to go, you have to think that this is the way to go. And baseball had their chance to do this, Gary, and the players were the ones that pushed back against this because that's what – Rob Manfred, for all the grief he's taken, and deservedly so, okay, one of the things he wanted to do was also a bubble concept. And the players fought back and pushed back against that. And now it seems even sillier that they did because the initial argument was, well, the baseball season is 4 or 5 months, maybe 6 months long. Like, do we want to do that? That's too long to be away from our families. Now the baseball season is 60 games in 63 nights, right? Like, that seems like if you're going to try to make that work, you should revisit that. But I was told by our guy Jesse Rogers at ESPN, one of our MLB insiders, that there is a no-go on that. They are not revisiting that. But to your point, the answer is yes. Of course it makes sense to do it that way.
Just to get off on a little side story for a second, I imagine this is something you're going to deal with on radio later on today. David Price opting out with the Dodgers, saying he's not going to play. Listen, he's got another, I think, guaranteed $64 million on his contract next year, year after. He's already made $175 million. So I believe his prorated salary this season was going to be 12. He's just decided 12 million when I got that kind of money is not worth it. How is that playing in LA?
I think for the most part, people understand, I guess is the best way to describe it. There are going to be some fans. There's always a vocal minority, right? Like, I mean, we live in the age of social media where everyone gets upset about everything, okay? So when you factor that into the equation, there are some people that feel that way. And look, if I were him, as you pointed out, I made almost $200 million in my career, and I was scheduled to make $30 million, and I've got plenty in the bank. Maybe I sit this one out, too, because I can afford to do that. I also think that Dodger fans, even though they'd like to have the depth, their starting rotation and their pitching in general is a huge strength for them. So I guess they look at it and they say, he was kind of a throw-in for the deal for Mookie Betts. We're fine that he's not there, though we'd like to have him. I guess overall, that's probably the overarching feeling.
And for whatever it's worth, like I looked at Caesar's Sportsbook and the other sportsbook, the Dodgers, odds to win the World Series did not change at all, did not move, even with the David Price announcement. So it doesn't seem to have an impact, at least with odds makers. I'm talking to George Sedano here from ESPN. Let's assume that we do get going down at Disney World and it goes relatively well. I think most people in my market think we're going to have Grizzlies Pelicans play-in tournament to face the LA Lakers in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs. If we do get that, how much fun is that? Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, Grizzlies Pelicans for the right to face King James.
Listen, no disrespect to Dame Lillard, who's one of my favorite players in the league, okay? But the NBA would love to have Ja versus Zion in that play-in game, okay? You're talking about the eventual faces of this league, right? And I think that if you can get that thing going, even though they're dear friends and they played together in AAU and all that, I think that just getting that going as soon as possible is great for the league. You know this, Gary. You're a storyteller. You want the best storylines in these situations. And that would be an unbelievable storyline. It would be a great chapter one to what inevitably will be a rivalry of sorts, about two friends, kind of like we saw. I'm not comparing them, but we've seen this stuff before over the years in basketball. Isaiah Thomas and Magic Johnson were friends for a very long time, used to embrace all the time before playing finals games. I covered a guy in Alonzo Mourning and Patrick Ewing, who had fierce battles as well in the playoffs, but, you know, are very tight. So this would just be another one of those kinds of relationships. And I think that the NBA would love something like that to happen.
I'm wrapping up here with George Sedano from ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, I believe right now, depending on where you look, you're going to see Bucks, Clippers, Lakers as a favorite to win the world title. Do you think COVID-19 actually determines who wins the world championship? In other words, is staying virus-free going to be just as important as, you know, Kevin Durant not tearing an Achilles, Klay Thompson not tearing an ACL? Is that virus going to play a role in who holds the trophy?
You know, look, I'm looking through a crystal ball here, right?
Sure.
Like when I'm answering this question, but I would say it has to play at least some role. I can't sit here and give you an exact idea as to what percentage that will play. But I will say this, there's been a lot of talk recently. I mentioned Dame Lillard earlier, but he had those comments last week that he's not 100% confident that guys are going to abide by all the rules within the bubble concept. We had Jared Dudley of the Lakers a few months ago talking about every team has a Dennis Rodman. He just doesn't wear, you know, blue hair or green hair. And some guys may want to get out of the bubble environment. I think the NBA has done enough to put in protocols that if guys do leave the bubble for whatever reason, sometimes it may be valid personal reasons, the birth of a child or a family emergency, those people will have to come back in and quarantine before coming back to play. So I think for the most part, I would say it's not going to play a huge role, but I'm not going to be naive and not think that teams, particularly the teams at the top and teams with championship aspirations, are not going to self-police themselves a little bit and their teammates to make sure that everyone is available for these games.
That's George Sedano, covers the NBA for ESPN. You can also catch him on radio in L.A. He's on Twitter at Sedano. That's at S-E-D-A-N-O. You're the best, buddy. Thank you for being here. I always appreciate your time. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you again soon.
Gary, ditto. Likewise, man. We'll talk soon. Be safe, be healthy.
Yeah, I'm going to do my best. You're the best. That's George Sedano from ESPN. And the point he made about Damian Lillard's comments, I did think were concerning. Because, listen, Brad, you're a father. You want people to at least lie to you when you ask them a question.
Yeah.
You know? Like if I ask my son, hey, listen, I got to go do radio for a couple of hours. Can you please pick up all of these balls laying around the backyard before I get home? Like, if he says no, I say, what? What?
Wrong answer.
Yeah, that's the wrong answer.
Wrong answer.
Okay?
Just tell me the right answer.
So
then,
just say yes.
Yeah.
And then you recognize also if you're a parent or, like, an employer, anything.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime where there's a relationship where one person tells the other person or asks the other person what to do, you realize that sometimes people are going to say yes and then just not doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I could get home, balls everywhere. Like, why didn't you do it? Well, you know, some came up or I forgot or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the point is, at the initial conversation, you hear what you want to hear. People tell you what you want to hear. When Damian Lillard from the jump is saying, not everybody's going to go and comply with these rules. Like what you want to hear is every player say, we know how important this is. So of course we're not going to leave the bubble for any reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would we? We'd be putting ourselves, our teammates, the entire league at risk.
Right.
So we'd never do that in a million years. Even if it's not true, that's what you want to hear. When one of the stars of your league from the jump is saying, no, it's not going to go like that.
Yeah.
It's not encouraging. But I do largely agree with George, if not entirely. The NBA is at least giving itself a shot. It's at least giving itself a shot. I am concerned with those Disney World employees going home, coming back every day. Even if they are wearing PPE, even if they, I mean, listen, there's so much thought put into this, but it only takes one.
Right.
So I'm concerned about that. But I do think when you talk about NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, the three biggest professional sports leagues in our country, it's not even close to me. The NBA has put itself in a far greater situation than Major League Baseball and the NFL. because at least you are going to be in something that resembles a bubble. There is no such bubble in Major League Baseball. Do you know what they're telling their players?
What?
They are asking them to please be responsible. That's what they're doing. The NBA has said, if you leave this bubble and we catch you, you're out.
You're out.
You're out for a significant – you're out for 14 days, yeah. Whatever it is.
Right.
Major League Baseball is saying, hey, listen, when you're on the road down in Atlanta playing the Braves,
yeah.
Just, hey, be careful.
Yeah.
How's that going to work? How's that going to work?
It's not going to work, in my opinion.
I'm not confident.
I'm not confident.
The NBA at least has a chance. Major League Baseball, they all have a chance.
Well, you're traveling too. You're not in that bubble, like.
Oh no, you're
George
traveling. You're traveling from Philadelphia
just
to Atlanta. You're checking into a brand new hotel,
right.
Dealing with brand new people. You don't know where they've been,
and the
league is saying, now, guys, remember, try not to go to a club.
Right.
But if you do go to a club, they're not gonna. What are they gonna do? They're gonna if you test positive. They will then quarantine you, but there is no penalty in and of itself for going to a bar, going to a club.
And that's where a lot of this is coming from, the spikes. I mean, we just know it. I mean, it's
bars and clubs.
It's exactly what it is.
And it coincides with
exactly
bars reopening
and
clubs reopening, which is why, you know, in states like California and others, they are reclosing the bars and reclosing the clubs. And because that's where they are, you know, you do contact tracing, it traces back to these places.
Yeah.
So in theory, these bars and clubs will be open in various cities, not all, but some certainly. And Major League Baseball players are going to have access to them if they want. Can you trust them to just turn away from it? I hope so, but I'm not certain of that. And it's just another obstacle MLB is going to have to overcome. NFL, same types of obstacles, probably even more complicated because of all the contact in football. But basketball, again, the bubble gives them a chance. Having real rock-solid leadership at the top in Adam Silver gives them a chance. So that's why if you're a Grizzlies fan, I think you can actually be hopeful that the NBA will start and conclude. But could it get bumpy along the way? Yeah, I think you'd be naive to think that it might not get bumpy along the way. When we come back, Musa Cisse. He's a five-star prospect, played this past season at Lausanne Collegiate School, is seemingly on the verge of announcing a commitment to a college basketball program, and most recruiting analysts now believe the commitment is going to be to the University of Memphis. We'll get into that next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This pandemic has been rough, but the hardest part has been no Grizz until now. Welcome back, Grizzlies. The games are back. Back.
Live from Orlando, it's the Memphis Grizzlies and the Portland Trail Blazers on Friday, July 31st at 3 p.m. on 92.9.
We missed you, Grizzlies. All the names, games, analysis, and everything here in one place from inside the bubble. All together now, God bless the Grizzlies. Grizzlies are back. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Are you a metalhead, reggae lover, EDM addict? Whatever your musical tastes, the radio.com app now makes it even easier for you to find more of the music you love. Use the new Explore feature to discover new stations that match your interests. We're talking hundreds of pop, classic rock, hip-hop, jazz, alternative stations, and more. Radio.com has something for everyone. News junkies and sports fanatics, find your local stations and podcasts covering your local community and your favorite teams. Download the radio.com app on the App Store or Google Play.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Hey, this is John Lindsay with Intercom Memphis. 2020 has been quite a year, to say the least. So getting your message to the right people is what's going to make all the difference in helping your business finish 2020 the way you'd like. This is where I can help. We offer the strongest radio brands and the best digital platforms in the Memphis, North Mississippi area. Give me a call at 901-270-3988. That's 901-270-3988. And let's sit down together and see how we can turn 2020 into a positive.
When good sleep seems impossible, Mattress Firm's Rest Assured Promise checks all the sleep boxes. The option to shop online, in-store, or by phone with a sleep expert? Check. Special financing? Check. Free shipping to your door? Check. A king-size mattress for the price of a queen, plus a free adjustable base with a qualified purchase of just $699? Check. Find your mattress at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. Visit mattressfirm.com for complete details.
The diehard batteries you know and trust are now at Advance Auto Parts. That means all the reliability, durability, and power you expect now come with free testing, free installation, and the unrivaled expertise of Advance team members. No appointment necessary. And for a limited time, purchase a diehard battery and enter to win a free Optima battery maintainer and charger. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. Last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God tinker. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I didn't, all the gods would be missing, murdered, and wrong. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte. Michael remained murderous, but still virtuous. Wait to kill the petty, you found out the church services. Not a holy man, but a moral in my perversion. So I support the sex workers unionizing their services.
Jeff Calkins is the one-way comments Daily Memphian. He's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. We'll get back to all of the problems that we seem to be running into as it pertains to starting team sports at the professional level in the United States of America. But right now, I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number 1.
Lucy says 5-star prospect class 2020. That's because he's reclassifying. That means he's planning to play college basketball next season. Should be announcing a commitment any day now.
And where are we going, Gary? Where are we going?
I'm not a recruiting expert or analyst, Brad Carson, but I'm friends with a lot of them, and they seem to be thinking now that Musa Cisse is going to head to the University of Memphis.
Let's go!
Brian Snow, 24/7 Sports, has changed his prediction to Memphis. Jerry Meyer, Josh Gershon, all of the national guys that have put together a crystal ball prediction at 24/7 Sports are now saying the University of Memphis, which obviously makes sense for a lot of different reasons, especially considering, and I'm not going to be naive, these things are way more complicated than any of the things most people think go into recruiting sometimes.
When
you saw him running up and down with Memphis players and Ja Morant, and Ja's like encouraging, Ja is publicly encouraging him on Twitter to go to Memphis. What do you think Ja Morant's telling him privately when they're getting runs in a local
gym?
Go to
Memphis, man.
Yo, man, don't leave here. Yeah. Just stay here. Yeah. I'll run the NBA thing. You run the college thing.
Yeah.
We'll have FedEx Forum rocking. You know, fans probably aren't going to be able to come into the building, but you get the point. I just think that could have a massive impact on a young man, combined with other obvious things. So, especially when we're in the middle of a pandemic, do you want to leave where you've been, go get accustomed to a new place, or just stay home and – or at least your most recent home, play for the local university, the place people around here have been encouraging to go for a while. I'm not surprised that this is starting to flip, according to the recruiting analyst, at the last minute. And to be honest, I'm not certain it's ever actually had to flip. Like, it's a little bit like, and I'm not comparing it apples to apples, but I remember the DJ Jeffries recruitment, where people were like, ooh, it looks like he's going somewhere else.
And the whole Mississippi State or Ole Miss thing.
Yeah, and I know that DJ himself thought that he was at one point maybe going somewhere else, but I had long thought in that recruitment, and again, this one's a different in different ways, but in that recruitment, I'd always thought at the end of the day, like when it's all time to actually make a decision, he's going to end up at the University of Memphis. And I'm not going to tell you I've been that convinced about Musa Cisse the entire time, but I've always thought it could be, at the end of the day, is he really going to leave Memphis to go to LSU or another one of his serious options? Like, maybe, but we'll see. Well, now here we are, July 6th, a little closer to his decision, by definition, closer to his. We've never been closer.
No, we're
by
the closest.
By we've definition, never been. We've never been closer. Time moves every second. We've never been closer than we are.
We are now, too.
Right now. But I'm not surprised that as we've gotten to this point, Memphis is starting to look like the favorite. I've had some people ask me about, you know, how did he graduate early from Lausanne? And I should make sure I'm clear. Though he went to Lausanne, my understanding is he's not going to graduate early from Lausanne.
Like the diploma won't be from Lausanne?
I don't.
Probably not?
I don't want to get too specific. Right. I'm just telling you this.
Okay.
My son and Musa Cisse were classmates at Lausanne.
Oh, okay.
And I don't mean like they're in the same school or they're in the same class. I mean they were in the same classroom.
Oh, wow.
All right? I'm just telling you, my son's a bright young man. Yeah. He's doing well in school.
Smart dude.
He could not graduate this summer from Lausanne. It's impossible.
It's hard.
No. I don't mean it's hard. It's impossible. Okay? He could not do it. And so if you want to know more about how Musa Cisse is going to get his
I'm interested, Gary.
Class requirements to graduate early, Google something called Apex Online School. that'll probably give you a better understanding of how he's actually going to pull this off. And I should say it's not unique to him. Like, this is the way Marvin Bagley pulls this off. This is the way other elite prospects pull this off. But the idea that he was just going to get in a bunch of Lausanne classes this summer, that ain't the way it's going.
That's
but,
not how it operates.
But
huh?
either way, no, it's no, not. Okay. But either way, it does appear that he will someday soon commit to the University of Memphis. And then, and I'd feel sick for Penny and Memphis fans if this is what happened.
Right.
Imagine we don't get a college basketball season.
Oh.
You could have had, in theory, back-to-back years of James Wiseman and Musa Cisse. And you could end up getting a 2-year period where you get 3 Wiseman games and nothing from Cisse because the college basketball season doesn't even go.
We get so many 5-star centers we can't even see play.
I hope that doesn't happen, but I've had some people ask me, what does it mean for Memphis if Musa Cisse goes, you know, actually commits to Memphis? I have updated the top 25 and 1 consistently anytime a development suggests that it's necessary. Yeah. So when Musa Cisse commits, I'll do the same thing again. And I think
top 25.
I think I would have him in the top 25 and 1 based on
that, Gary.
The players that are returning, and you insert a 5-star rim protector like that. I think that at the very least, that is a borderline top 25 team. It'd be a nice development for the Tigers.
Story number 2.
Bryson DeChambeau won the Rocket Mortgage Classic yesterday, by driving the ball on average in the tournament 350.6 yards per drive. He broke, while doing that, a 15-year record set by Tiger Woods for the longest average drive by a golfer who subsequently wins a tournament. Tiger set it back in 2005. His average drive in the Open Championship was 341.5. Bryson this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, was 350.6. And I know that people who don't follow golf might not be aware of this story, but it is a wild story. So this guy has always been known as like a real thinker of the sport. He's like dealing in percentages, and he drives the other golfers crazy. Like Brooks Koepka hates him because it's like, dude, just hit the ball.
Yeah.
All right? Like just hit, you're thinking too much. Just get up there and hit the ball. This guy's
grip
like,
it and rip it there, Bryson.
Not quite grip it and rip it, but like.
Stop
like,
thinking and talking and asking questions.
Like stop trying to calculate every single thing. Just hit the ball.
Let's go.
Hit the ball already.
Come on.
And so he's always been a polarizing but fascinating character. Well, he decided about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
He said, listen, how can I create an advantage for myself playing professional golf? And I'm giving you the short short version to the extent that I can. And he decided, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get incredibly stronger by adding a whole bunch of weight, and I will shrink the golf course in ways that nobody else on tour can do. And that will give me an advantage when it comes to playing on the PGA Tour. So this dude, like John Morant is on record saying he put on 12 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like great, right?
Yeah.
Bryson DeChambeau put on 40 pounds
Dear
of muscle.
God.
And he's not, you know, like this ain't some 6'6 guy putting on 40 pounds.
Right.
He put on 40 pounds. Like, go Google a 2019 picture
I'm looking at it
of
here.
Bryson DeChambeau.
While you were talking, I'm like, look at this guy. I mean, he looks like a pipsqueak compared to himself.
He doesn't
now.
Look like the same person
no.
at all. But it's actually working. So he put on 40 pounds. He's like drinking protein shakes during his rounds of golf, eating protein bars. He put on 40 pounds. And it's not like 40 pounds of disgusting fat.
No, he's ripped.
Like, it's mostly muscle. Like, yeah. He's just bulked up. And now he's driving the ball on average 350 yards. He's hitting like a 9-iron, 200 yards.
Yeah.
He has shrunk the course. He won yesterday. And he's been so good since the resumption of the PGA Tour that when CBS Sports updated its best golfers in the world power rankings today, Bryson DeChambeau is now number one in the world. And so I know we've all looked forward to later this month having the best golfers in the world come to TPC Southwind. And when we think of those, we think of Brooks, of DJ, of Tiger, of Rory, guys like that. Well, DeChambeau is becoming a real star of the sport, A, because he's just killing the ball off the tee, but B, because he's like this, he's doing it in a way that he created. Like, he set his mind, this is what I'm going to do. He didn't just gain weight the reason most Americans gain weight. He said, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it for this very specific reason. I'm going to do it because it will help me be a better golfer. I'm changing my body in this way to be a better golfer. We hear about it all the time in football, maybe even basketball. You don't hear about it to this extent in golf. Put on 40 pounds to be a better golfer. But he's put on 40 pounds, and he's at the very least a more effective golfer this past weekend, being the latest bit of evidence.
Story number three.
Denny Hamlin, this guy. You've been watching these races. I forget, you do like NASCAR, don't you?
My wife and I watch it together. Yeah. My wife is a big NASCAR fan.
Okay, so my routine in recent Sundays has been get up early, go play golf, come home, watch the rest of the PGA Tour, and, like, the race. So typically...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.